And now it's time for Castle Country FYI. Today I have Cindy Daly with Eastern Utah Community Credit Union to talk about a really fun event, well, an annual event they host every year. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us a little bit about this, when it's going to take place.
It's our annual pie sale fundraiser. We do it every year the day before Thanksgiving, and all of our employees get together and they just have a baking frenzy, and we bring pies and people come and just buy them, and all the proceeds go to our Angel Tree project that the credit union has in conjunction with United Way.
And you guys do this yearly. I mean, as far as preparing each year for your Angel Tree, you do little different fundraisers throughout to help.
We do. If you see us out in the at public events and you see our green shirts, and we're selling popcorn and cotton candy, and you know, sometimes we'll have a Navajo taco booth. All the proceeds, when you see us out there, go towards our Angel Tree project. And we have other projects that we do also, like, you know, we provide coats for the kids at the Castle Valley Center and things like that. So
now, the great thing about this is they've got approximately 56 pies. So if you're hosting Thanksgiving at your house this year, go get yourself a couple of pies and check that off your to-do list, and it's all taken care of.
Exactly. Let us do your bacon for you. So that's one less thing you have to worry about, and then you're donating to a good cause at the same time.
Right. Give us an idea of what different pies we'll be having. I know there'll probably be an array of them, but...
Well, I know I'm making 20 cream pies, so there's going to be assorted cream pies. There's banana, coconut, chocolate, and then there's people making apple, pumpkin, pecan, cherry.
You name it, you probably have it. Mm-hmm. You can get one of each. How's that?
There you go.
I think that'd be a great idea. Now, if you have someone that can't make it down to pick up a pie, but they do want to donate to the Angel Tree, what can they do?
They can just come in, or they can even call us on the phone and say, hey, I have an account there. I want to make a donation to your Angel Tree. We can do a transfer for them. If they want to just come in and make a donation, we never turn anybody away for donations, and all of the money goes towards, because when we have angels left on the tree, they don't all get picked off. Then we go take that money, we shop for them. Or if there are some kids that get more than others, or some kids just get a few things, we supplement also. So we go shop for the angels that didn't get completely filled.
Now, so you said something really interesting last year when we talked about this. We were getting ready for Angel Tree for you guys. You said you have some customers that go for the after or the Black Friday sales or for the after Christmas sales and load up on stuff. They come and bring them to you guys.
They do. Uh-huh. We had two members this year that just went when coats were on sale last year at summer, and they just bought all the coats they could get for really, really cheap. And when Kmart had their clearance,
right,
they all went and bought coats and brought us coats, and it's awesome.
So anytime you're out and you see a sale, pick up a little extra.
Yeah.
And take it on down to you guys down at the credit union. Now you can also take it to the
East Carbon Branch. Or the Castledale Branch. Yes.
So either one of those. So you don't want to miss the pie sale. Again, that's going to take place on Wednesday, November 23rd, which is the day before Thanksgiving. And like I said, if you're having dinner at your house, you might as well grab you a couple of homemade delicious pies that these guys have been working on or will be working on next week to get those all made. And they will be delicious. And again, all the proceeds go to their Angel Tree. And they do work in conjunction with the United Way of Eastern Utah's Angel Tree. It's all one big thing. They want to make sure all the kids in Carbon and Emery County have Christmas.
That's right.
All right. Well, Cindy, thanks very much for taking some time and coming and telling us about this. And I'm sure you guys are going to have a great turnout.
We always do.
Good. Yeah. Good. All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.